Did you hear what Jagmeet said? Neither do we, but we're going to talk about it along with Led Zeppelin in Vancouver here in Meanwhile in Canada.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What did Jagmeet say? I know I usually start off the episode with AAA, but man, that was something. And tell you what, Trevor, what's up? Meanwhile in Canada, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. I watched the highlight to Jagmeet and the NDPs saying what they had to say about Bloc Québécois. Man, that was boring. What happens in the House of Commons, yo? What do they do in the House of Commons? That is fake. Look, listen to me here, okay? Trevor, we do this show, Meanwhile Canada, because we're trying to learn more about Canada, this nation. And that want comes from the fact that we don't really get thrown around a lot of political stuff or it's just hard to learn about Canada. Living in Canada, I feel like it's hard to learn about Canada. It's not on our feeds. It's not very social yet. So when I see the House of Commons highlights and realize that is how laws get made in that setting, I'm just amazed. I've never seen anything like it. It looks like a scene from like the 1800s.
Yeah, because I mean, the House of Commons is basically from the 19th century. So I mean, it's a fucking old building, man, and it feels old when you walk around. It's a cool building. It's old, but yeah, I know the House of Commons. You know what? Sometimes it's very childish. Sometimes there's lots of yelling
so
back and
childish.
Forth.
So childish. Come on, man. They petty.
Yeah, a lot of the time it's just petty arguing, especially right now when you have a minority government. Nothing's really getting done.
Okay, what does that mean? Tell me. Minority government? Oh, I don't really? Know. Oh,
okay.
No, I'm being serious, bro.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, for those of you who don't know, not naming any names here, basically minority government, it means that the leading party, which is the Liberals, have less than 50% of the seats. And any vote that needs to pass in the House needs at least 50% to pass. Or 51%. 50% to pass. The Liberals have, I don't know, 40% of the seats or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it is, but they lost a bunch of seats in the 2019 election. So right now, nothing's getting done.
It makes, yo, you just blew my mind. You should have taught me social studies, man. Holy.
I love to teach social studies.
If you don't have a majority government, nothing is getting done. Because nobody's agreeing. And just because, you know, they're leading the pack, if you need that vote to sway your way, bro, nobody's agreeing with either side and nothing's getting done because you don't have that majority. Damn,
and,
man.
And it's all for political gain. So, like, obviously, when coronavirus hit, the Canadian government enacted all these political or all these economic measures because, obviously, if any party blocks that, you're looking like, you're going like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
right? And I know there's complaints about how it's gone down, but at the same time, like, if the conservatives come out and they're like, oh, yeah, no, this CERB is BS. Like, you can't release that.
Okay,
they look like shit.
Why would people...
So that stuff gets passed.
Why would people be complaining? I mean, I get it. That's a lot of money to just throw around, but they're throwing it around in a time that we may never see again in our lifetime. Like, this pandemic, this illness, it took, like, what, over 100 years to come back into history. So, man, it's a time where I think money actually doesn't fucking matter.
Money never matters, man.
I know. It's one of those stoner things, yo. Money don't matter. But, yo, in this time, we're talking about humans. Humans, you know? They matter.
Yeah. No, for sure. And that's why nothing like this would ever be blocked, right? And that's 100%. Why this kind of stuff is going through the House of Commons. But, yeah, once it gets to stuff that's not as, you know, motivating, something that not everyone cares about, often they just block each other for their own political gain, right? So...
Man.
And then, yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what happened today. You have more intel on that than I do.
Not really, man.
But I don't know if it was a
situation. It's Kyle Bowen. It's Meanwhile Canada. Trevor Beggs posted up network. This guy's like, yo, you probably know more than me. Yo, barely. We barely know anything about this country, but we're going to learn over the next 7,426 episodes of Meanwhile in Canada. Okay, Jagmeet, NDP captain, right? That's what they call him? Captain leader.
Captain, yeah, he's the leader of the party.
First off, Canada, House of Commons, change it to captain during playoff season in the NHL. Why not? Have some fun with it.
I think it should be captain all the time. This is Canada, baby.
Yeah, NDP captain, Jagmeet Singh. I think I actually have one of the clips. I could go into that, but he's out there doing what he does. Has the mic? Is that what they call it? I don't know. Talking to the people in the party about police brutality. And it ends off with him saying that they should take money away from the funding to put into the right places because of all the brutality that's actually happening in Canada. He sits down. He gets a whole bunch of yeses. Yeah, yeah, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This is how laws get made, okay? Yeah, yeah. Then there's this dude. It seems like he's on top of them. And he tells everyone to calm down. And they're about to move on to the next part of their meeting. And before they can move on, someone's saying no. No, no. And then you can't really hear the complete dialogue because the mics are not close enough at that point. Again, I said it off the top, yo. This highlight package was boring as fuck. The tagline, the headline, that's where all the money is, okay? Jagmeet called the people at Bloc Québécois racist. He used that term. Bloc Québécois, they retaliated by saying, yo, get out of here. Get the fuck out of the House of Commons, okay? You can't be calling us racist. Hey, they're pointing at the leader. Do something about this. Going back and forth. And I guess Jagmeet got kicked out. You can't be calling people racist. Oh, man, but I have this quote. Let's just play it, okay? Meanwhile, Canada, Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen, let it run, and then Trevor, you're smarter than me, okay? You've been to Ottawa. React to it, okay?
So you made this allegation of racism inside Parliament where you do have privilege. We're talking about Bloc Québécois and PLN Therrien, are we not? I mean, will you repeat your allegation outside that Mr. Therrien is, in your view, racist?
Yes, I've said it very clearly, and I'll repeat it really clearly. So let me put it out there directly. Anyone who votes against a motion that recognizes the systemic racism in the RCMP and that calls for basic fixes to the problem, reducing the use of force, calling for de-escalation, looks at ways of having healthcare response instead of a police response in the context of Indigenous people dying, in the context of violence against Indigenous people and Black people. In that context, someone who votes against that is a racist. Yes.
The one thing I like about Jagmeet is he's an extremely articulate dude. Unlike me, I'm always rambling over the place. But Jagmeet is a very articulate dude. And, you know, again, I didn't exactly hear the clip in the House of Commons. But yeah, if there is, it is probably an old white dude from Quebec voting against this bill. And a motion, I should say. It's not even a bill. It's a motion.
What's the difference?
A bill is more formal.
Okay, so the motion is the pregame.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's the meeting beforehand. Okay.
We're just going to keep explaining politics through sports metaphors because they're pretty much the same thing.
Yo, I'm telling you, if you look at the footage, it is boring, I'm sorry, but it looks a little exciting. It's a lot more fun with the volume off. I'll tell you what.
Okay, but back to Jagmeet's statement. One thing I do like about it is that in a environment like the House of Commons, where you do get lots of childish back and forth, you have to step up, stand out, and make yourself heard. And that's exactly what he did if he's calling this guy racist.
Woo! And he meant it, bro.
And he came up and he backed up the media. He didn't beat around the bush. Like, if you listen to Justin Trudeau every morning, he's always beating around the bush. Most politicians will always beat around the bush.
Hey! Okay, let's go. Keep it going. I don't know.
Oh, shit, no, sorry. I thought you had a big point to make.
No, I didn't. I was very excited. You know what? You know why I was excited? Because I felt like a fan, you know, listening to this, and somebody was just going off on Justin Trudeau, and I don't even know anything about politics, so it was just... It was a moment. You know, Trevor, I was having a moment. That weed, what are we smoking again? Okay,
the Moby Royal.
Yeah, that took me somewhere, man. That was
So what, did the Royal Kush fuck the Moby Dick then, or what?
I don't know, bro. This shit right here, man.
You're doing terrific.
This shit right here is crazy. Okay, so the motion, the law, the allegation, and the statement in the media by Jagmeet. If you watch the footage, this guy looks at the camera. And he wants the people listening to this, okay? Because he meant it. He meant it. He wants change, and I'm learning more and more about what change should look like. And he means it, man. He means it. That's the House of Commons, man. Okay, so question for you, Trevor. House of Commons, is there any chance a guest could ever go into that room and, you know, pass a motion or just, you know, pitch a motion? Does anyone get that honor? That place looks cool.
You can always send an email to your local MP.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can email your local MP. It's easy.
I think that's one of my goals in life. show up at the House of Commons invited.
What would be your motion that you'd pitch?
I don't know, bro. Come on, man. That's not going to happen.
On the spot. On the spot. Meanwhile, in Canada, what would you do to improve Canada?
Improve Canada?
Yeah.
Man. Man. I don't even know, man. You throwing a... I was about to say, you throwing a pickle at me. Yo, what's going on, bro? Yo, you got me lost because... How about this, Trevor? I'm going to come back next week. Maybe that's what we'll do. What's one law you would motion to the House of Commons?
I got one off the top of my head, actually.
Okay, do it. Yo, let me play some music, though, for this, okay? Because we need to play some prestigious music. That place, it just looks like some fun, you know? That's what you do for work? Get to bicker with people, just argue with people in a minority government where nothing's going to happen anyway. So you're just, damn, that's it's a lot of pressure. A lot of responsibility. Sounds like a lot of fun too, man.
All right, so I'm in the House of Commons. I got my pitch to improve the country of Canada. As, let's say, retribution for America taking Alaska, British Columbia is able to expand by taking Alaska, and as an overpayment for all the years that we should have had Alaska, we get Washington, Oregon, and California. Wow. Therefore, British Columbia becomes the best place on Earth, because right now that is... the slogan of our license plate here, the best place on Earth. If it really wants to be the best place on Earth, we just take Washington, Oregon, and California from the States. They got lots of people. They got lots of land.
Trevor, okay? Trevor, you took me somewhere else on that one, okay? So how about this? That somehow happens. Let's say Trevor Beck somehow becomes prime minister, gets that to happen somehow, some way. Then you backstab Canada. Okay, listen to this. You backstab Canada by having Alaska, British Columbia, Washington, and Oregon, and California combined as one country.
You know, I thought about that, but I got the maple leaf on my shoulder.
No, don't worry. We'll take the flag too. We'll take the logo too. Somehow, some way.
I love Canada, man.
Oh, come on, bro. You know, that place would...
We would have the biggest landmass on Earth, probably, ahead of Russia.
We would call that country, again, Alaska, British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, California... We'd call it Cascadia. Chirp you too, you know? Hey, we doing this. We even taking the Okay? we'd definitely fight.
How are we taking the
Canada, Canada, you know, we're kind of stealing that. We're biting that, and we're telling you it's ours.
What about America or British Columbia?
Come on, Russia? Man. Come on, man. Fuck America right now. Okay, it's meanwhile Canada, bro.
Okay, yeah.
It's meanwhile Canada. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Every Thursday, posted up network, House of Commons. Go check it out, and I'll come back with a law or a motion next week.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a great idea, man. But I, at the end of the day, I got to say, I got to give props to Jagmeet Singh for standing up, being, you know, just saying what's on his mind, and being real with not just the people in the House of Commons, but being real with the public and the media as well. I do think...
That matters, right? I think you have to have that. He's willing to have that showmanship.
Yeah. Like, I think last week we made a joke about what would happen if we were a prime minister or premier. And you talked about being, this isn't for me, you got to be born into it. Honestly, I feel like Jagmeet Singh is born into it.
Well, I read his book.
Yeah.
Ladies, I read his book, all right? So I think it was called Love and, it's called something, man. Love and Freedom, Love and something. It's a cheesy fucking, cheesy cover. Love and Freedom, right? Love and... What's it called? Love and Courage.
Love and Courage.
Love and Courage, yes. Okay? Cheesy cover, but just a really interesting tale. But you just said, right? He was born to lead. He didn't even want to run to be the leader for, I don't know if it was like the NDP at the time or just a political party in general, okay? He was kind of requested by his brother and his cousin. Like, you should be a leader because he was a lawyer and a smart dude, and they kind of just talked him into it. I don't know why. Maybe they saw it too.
Yeah, maybe.
Just an interesting story. He wasn't born into wanting to be a political leader, yet he's there. Life's just fascinating, man.
I got to say, and I would have said this before if we were doing this show back in 2019, but when we had the federal election in October last year...
I voted NDP.
I voted NDP too, but honestly, woo! you might quibble with some of the NDP's policies, and I do. But at the end of the day,
I only voted because I read the book.
You're doing
fair
terrific.
Enough. Fair enough. Well, good enough. It's better than some people, I'll give you that. But at the end of the day, when you look at like the leadership at the top, you look at the guy who's going to be calling the shots for your country, and you have Trudeau and you have, I don't even care, Andrew Hu, conservative, doesn't matter. And then you have Jagmeet Singh. He's easily the most articulate and the most intelligent of all three of them, without a doubt. Andrew Scheer, see? Sheer coincidence, I forgot his name.
Oh, Begsy's bringing it, man. Begsy's bringing it. Yo, I wish I could, you know, combat you on that and have a good political conversation, but I can't because I don't know shit, and I don't want to do that to the people.
Yeah,
I don't
want to do man. That to one the people. Days.
One more story about the election, though. Since we were on the topic for like 2 seconds, I voted NDP, again, only because I read the book. I know. I'm honest, though. I was outside the place where you vote, and I was on my phone doing a Google quiz about who to vote for, right? And it was like 20 questions, and it got to a point where I answered 6 properly. I was like, yo, fuck this, man. I just answered a whole bunch randomly, and it told me to vote for Bloc Québécois. Oh, man, does that make me a bad person? I don't know.
I mean, if that's the case, you better start winning some more contests on French lessons.
I'm not like that, man. Don't worry.
No, you have to win more of these French lesson contests. You're going to go to Montreal, and you're going to become a member of the Bloc Québécois. And you're going to learn French. You'll be fluent. It'll be fantastic. Maybe it's your destiny.
You never know. Speaking of French lessons, let's just get into it, okay? This is what we do.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Yes, or I should say we, right? We. We talk about a lot of things Canadian, and if we're going to do that, we have to talk about the other language, French, on French lessons. I believe Trevor's leading 4-3-1, or it's 5-3-1.
No, it's 4-3-1.
4-3-1. So he has 4 wins, I have 3. The first one to 100 gets a trip to Montreal. You know how we play the game, okay? I say a sentence in French. Trevor has to guess it in English, and vice versa. Whoever gets it right gets the point. Trevor, do you want to go first?
Yeah, why not, man? Why not? Now I got the win. I'll give you your shot this week to see what you can do, man. Okay?
Okay.
En quand Kyle aura 31, il sera politicien au Québec.
Okay. When Kyle Bowen turns 50, he will be the prime minister of Canada? No? Did you say Quebec?
I did say Quebec. I actually said Quebec.
I got way too ahead of myself. I thought I got it right.
And I said politicien. Oh. And you went for prime minister. So I went straight to the top. I'm definitely giving you that one wrong.
I went straight to the top. Shit, man.
Great. I was going to say nice try, but like I thought you were going to get that one. I also said 30 years old and you said 50. 31.
Because I was thinking realistic because you put that image in my head. Yo, if I'm going to be prime minister, it's probably going to happen when I'm 50. So not 30. Definitely not happening in 3 years. If that happens in 3 years, Canada's fucked.
Like I said, you might win this Meanwhile in Canada contest by, or not the, well, yeah, the French lessons contest in a year or two.
Yeah.
And you'll be in Quebec, man. Then it's a quick rise to the top from there.
100%. You never know. Politics, man. We really growing up, eh? We really growing up. What were we talking about last year around this time on Silky and Filthy? Who knows?
We're talking about politics for sure, right?
Oh, 100%. Okay, here's my sentence. I don't think you're going to get this. We might have to go into a tiebreaker, okay? Trevor, right. Porte, sans manger.
Trevor plays with food?
No, Trevor is wearing no sleeves.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that one. I thought I heard manger, like eat.
Oh, man. Did I say no? Manger.
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 Yeah, I think manger is right. I heard manger.
Oh, my bad.
But that was,
my
bad. I don't know.
All right, tiebreaker time. You know how we do this. First off, you got to run the clip again.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Tiebreaker time. It's simple. We do the same thing. You don't have to get the sentence right, but the one that gets the most words right gets the point. Okay, Trevor, go first.
Okay, so the last thing I said was more of a prediction. This is just more of a general reminder, okay? That's your hint for this. N'oubliez pas de vous désinfecter les mains.
Can you say it again?
Yeah. N'oubliez pas de vous désinfecter les mains.
Can I get it one more time?
Sure.
Sorry. This is big, man. I want... No, Trevor, you tell me, bro. You tell me.
Let's see. N'oubliez pas de vous désinfecter les mains. I'll make sure Google.
You know what? This dude has two bottles of sanitizer right in front of me. Some brownies. I did hear disinfecte. All right. So I don't know if that means sanitizer. Okay. I don't know if that means sanitizer, but I'm going to say this. Okay. You got two bottles of sanitizer on your desk.
Well, you were on the right track with the disinfecte sanitize.
Hey.
Do not forget to sanitize your hands is what I said. Oh. So I guess I can give you one word. It was a good one, though. You got the one.
Oh, you win, man. My sentence already typed out. I can't change it. Oh, Trevor won this one. Okay. Try getting it right at least, okay? Because you're going to get the words for sure.
Okay.
Trevor célébré la fête de Paris prochaine. Oh, no. Sorry, I got to say this again. I butchered that. Trevor célébré la fête de Paris l'année prochaine.
Oh, I heard celebrate, and I think I thought maybe you talk about my wedding, but I think you said Father's. I'm going to go Trevor celebrating Father's Day this year.
No. Well, I said next year.
Next year.
Okay?
Oh.
Next year. That's going to be awesome, man. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so let's fast forward. I know, we don't like to assume, we don't like to jump too far, but let's have some fun here. Let's say it's 2056. You're older. You may have some grandkids by then. Who knows? What do you want for Father's Day?
2056. Have the Canucks won the cup yet? Like one of those.
Fuck, man.
It's a sick celebration for the Canucks.
You know what?
Just a celebration in general. If I can't celebrate with the Canucks, just give me a sick celebration. Like, let's go do something. Let's go celebrate. I don't know. Give me a sick vacation.
Dude, why not? Yo, bro. I think that's what we got to get the pops on Sunday. A celebration. That'd be nice, man.
Yeah, I don't really care that much about things, but give me a good celebration with some good people.
Good time. Because I do think that's a great answer. I wonder why that is, where it seems as if the older you get, you just don't really care for the materialistic things. It's just that time that really matters.
Definitely, man.
It's like worth $1 million to them.
Plus all the materialistic things you want when you're an adult, or me right now. Like, give me a nicer car, you know, better house. All these things, but, you know, other than that, just give me a good time somewhere.
Okay, so I'll say this. When it's that time for me in 2056, buy me a house.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin.
In Green Bay. Yeah, buy me a house with season tickets in the house.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So I walk through the front door, and my gift's not over yet. Right there is two season tickets.
Yeah, that was a trick question, man. You're going to move to Green Bay? You're admitting this on Meanwhile Canadian?
No, I've told people.
You're moving to the States?
No, I've told people, man.
Come on, man. I've told people.
And I don't know how, you know, America works and the politics in America, but I've been to Wisconsin a couple times, and I've never met friendlier people.
Yeah, fair enough, man. Fair enough.
I've never met friendlier people.
You know what? I can come visit you in Wisconsin, actually. Apparently, there's a place in Wisconsin called Trevor. Trevor, Wisconsin. That's serious.
There's
like a clan of Trevors living there.
What are we doing? We're talking about America again, okay? It's Meanwhile Canada, but I was going to say this. The people there, they remind me of Canadians. They really do. Okay? Shout out Green Bay, Canada.
Green Bay, Canada.
Okay, Trevor.
Maybe we can take Wisconsin when we start taking over the U.S. as well. We'll take Alaska, California, Washington, and Wisconsin.
So we have Cascadia, and then we start attacking the interior.
Yeah.
Dude, that's some evil shit,
man. We'll take Wisconsin. Let's call it Green Manitoba.
Dude, you're evil, man. That's a long ways away to get some land, bro. Could you imagine that? Cascadia expanding? That'd be in year 3000.
It was a little wild.
That is a little wild, you know? It is a little wild, but... Eh... Maybe they'd want, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe they're like, yo, Wisconsin's saying, yo, make me a part of Cascadia. We want to leave America and go to Cascadia. Wow. You never know. Set the example.
What a concept, man. Oh, man.
What a concept.
We're talking about some crazy stuff. And I got some good stories of what's popping too about crazy shit that's gone on in Vancouver in the past. Came across it in a book. Thought I'd share it here. Meanwhile, in Canada, it's what's popping.
What's popping. Meanwhile, in Canada.
All right, what's popping here on Meanwhile Canada? And I know in Vancouver right now, there was some reminiscing this week. It was the ninth year of the Stanley Cup final loss to the Bruins in Game 7. And, you know, there was a riot that night. But, Kyle, aside from hockey, do you know this is not the only time that there was a so-called riot in Vancouver? It happened another time in the 1970s.
Vancouver and hockey, that's it.
That's the only reason why, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this wasn't obviously as bad as 2011, but there was still a mini riot over Led Zeppelin concert in 1971. 1971, man. It was Robert Plant's 23rd birthday. It was already their 7th North American tour. Pretty nuts, eh? Pretty fucking nuts. Led Zeppelin lived a life. But anyways.
In the 70s, too. What a time.
Yeah, and I think they only had only 4 albums out at this time. Like, it was crazy. They were just releasing music nonstop. Anyways, Zeppelin is fucking awesome, but it's not the point of the story completely. Now, there are hundreds of ticketless fans for a Led Zeppelin show in 1971. So apparently a lot of them were actually from Seattle. So before you give Vancouver shit about, you know, us riding away, apparently 3,000 fans came up from Seattle. And what happened is that they were storming the gates of the concert, basically. And the guards at one point decided it was safer to let them in because they were just getting overpowered. So thousands of fans ended up storming. It was the Pacific Coliseum, by the way. Thousands of fans ended up storming, and the place swelled to 18,000 fans. Now, if you've been in the Pacific Coliseum,
whoa,
you know that is not an 18,000 fan building.
Whoa.
So shit on stage was getting fucked up. The show actually finished, but they had to stop the concert on multiple occasions to like move equipment back because fans were being crushed at the front, and the stage is starting to like fall apart and being ripped apart.
Damn, bro.
But apparently it was a hell of a show, according to journalist Rick McGrath.
Of course, man. Imagine being there.
Can you imagine being at the front, though?
Did something happen afterwards? Or all the chaos was inside?
The chaos is pretty much just inside. But, like, yeah, they destroyed the outside of the Coliseum when they were riding. Like, they were throwing shit and ended up fucking storming the gates. The guards got overpowered. But, it wasn't really a full-on riot, but it was another rowdy example of what can happen here in Vancouver and here in Canada.
No, 100%. 100%. You know, it still does tie in sort of with hockey, kind of. Not really. Pacific Coliseum.
Yeah, Pacific Coliseum. The Canucks would have been in their, what, it was in August 1971. It would have been the end of their first season at that point.
Yeah, 100%.
Crazy, 100%. Man. 50 man, fucking time, years man. Ago.
Vancouver.
Anyway, so that's one story about Zeppelin in Vancouver.
Tell me the other.
There's one more. This one wasn't a riot, but Led Zeppelin just had some shit luck in Vancouver, honestly. They had some shit luck. On July 18th in Vancouver, 1973, my birthday, by the way. We're talking about 20 years before I was born right here.
Okay.
Crazy shit. Robert Plant was performing, but he had his drink spiked. That was one report. But he was, like, really woozy and having heart palpitations and stuff, and they actually had to, like, call off the show early. Now, who knows? He was doing a lot of drugs at the time.
Yeah,
but
what's going on there?
I mean, the story that I was reading in a Led Zeppelin biography was that his drink was spiked. Now, maybe that's the story they want you to hear.
But no. You know what? I believe that. You know why? Because why would they lie? They're rock stars. They're allowed to glorify their drug use. It's just part of, you know, what comes with being on tour and rocking out. It happens with all these rock stars, man.
Yeah.
So I don't think they'd lie about anything involving drugs. They're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Somebody spiked that drink. With what, though? What if everything else was already in there, you know?
Who knows?
The potion just didn't work.
Well, I'll read you this from, I think it's the Vancouver Sun back in 1973. But here's what they blamed it on. The Coliseum was sweltering after an 80-degree day in Vancouver. Sorry, it was an American paper. 18,000 bodies have been doing funny things to the humidity for 90 minutes preceding the opening song. And there was enough heavy-duty energy radiating in all directions after the concert began to put the onstage temperature well over 90 degrees after the first 15 minutes of music. So maybe he's saying, like, you're a little lightheaded too. Like, that wasn't helping. It was a hot day. You think about that. You get 20,000 fans, 18,000 fans somewhere.
Man.
It's crazy.
And you partying.
Yeah.
You know? That's a hell of a life. A hell of a story. From Vancouver, man. You just actually never know what you could learn about your city. Speaking of Led Zeppelin, and I'm saying that so loosely, like I know that these two are related, but Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, same time?
Same time, man.
Same exactly. Genre of rock?
Same genre of rock.
Okay, cool. So his grandmother actually lived in Vancouver. Nora
Holy
Hendrix.
Shit, eh?
Yeah. in a small town or small part of the city called
fucking Hendrix. Yeah,
what are the
grandma.
Chances? What are the chances? Is that something big? Because I don't want to lie and act like I know Jimi Hendrix. I've heard the name many times.
It's news for sure. Like, people would be interested to know about that, man. Definitely. I mean, he's from Seattle, so it's not like a huge stretch. Like, holy shit! Like, you imagine he might have had family close by. I actually remember in the town I live in White Rock one time, there's some guy. And people didn't really believe him, and I don't know if he's telling the truth. He was a bit of a drunk, but he claims to be like Jimi Hendrix's like nephew or something like that.
You never know.
He could be, though. I mean,
family ties in the city, man. And a lot of people were actually escaping America based on, you know, racism down there to see what it was like in Canada. You should read up on Hogan's Alley. That's where the black people came when they came to Vancouver. The whole story about the protest on the viaduct over there. Look, I could tell you, but it just won't do you justice.
You gotta say that for Vancouver's only podcast.
Loki. And we did. We talked about it a bit at the end of the episode. And I told people, hey, 17-minute TELUS production on Hogan's Alley. And it's about your city, Vancouver. And I think people just in general across Canada would be interested in that story because it does tie in racism and Canada's history with it. So It's just stuff to observe, especially at this moment, man.
Look at you, man. Spreading the knowledge, spreading all the wealth here. Not just on Vancouver's only podcast, Loki, but here on Meanwhile in Canada.
Okay, you know
as
what?
Well.
Before we leave, let's rate Hannah's brownies right now.
Yeah, my wife baked some brownies, and we're really enjoying them right now.
No, come on. Let's be honest, bro. Now, obviously, people don't like to listen to people eat and talk, I get it, but it's our show. You can turn it off right now. We got the stream, okay? We ran through the segments. But I must say, bro, you know it too. These good, bro.
you want to hear something that's going to blow your mind? Mm. They're gluten-free.
Ooh, ladies, Kyle Bowen. Eating gluten-free brownies. Meanwhile, Canada, Post It Up Network.
Have a good day, eh?
Have a good day, eh? Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. Subscribe to the network. 6 shows every week. All right? Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen. Peace. Yeah.